Bye, too.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
We will start shortly.
Okay.
Starting on section 6, verse 55. And we'll start with Shem Yehud like normal. The Shem Yehud Shabrifu Ishkin De Bitfilu Urchimud Filu Leachta Shem Yud Ke Yud He Levav He Beyehuda Shalom B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Ve'itema havdala ba'shemi jihu. Ve'daima amai havdala b'levi dihu. Talita havdala b'shimon itzteris. Ve'ihu sheni ela af algav b'levi. Ihu telita vadata diako sheni hawa ulola basheni hawa vikola beorach meshar beorach shalim kita yaot. You may ask, if division occurs definitely on the second day, why then is the separation mentioned about Levi, who is the third son of Jacob? It should have been associated with Shimon, who is the second son of Yaakov. The answer is that although Levi is the third son, according to Yaakov's mind, he is the second, because Reuben is not considered the first son of Leah, as at the time Yaakov thought she was Rachel. So the separation is forever in the second, because after the division has occurred in the second, everything goes smoothly along the straight path in a perfect way, as it should. This is because by the separation, the lights enclose each other and are completed by each other. Any questions?
Okay. When prepping that separation, is that in the first day?
Well, we talked about the first and second day. The Torah calls the first day of creation. It says Yom Echad, meaning one day, or day one. It doesn't say first day, because first day implies that there's another, something else after it. The one day one represents the unity of everything. Day two is Monday. Day two we call Blue Monday. Why do we call it Blue Monday? Because the energy of the second day it's not unified. It's not day one. It is the second day. It is a separated day. It's now something different than the first, than day one. So that's what it's talking about. So every second thing needs to be separated. So when it comes to children, Jacob had 12 sons with 4 wives, but Leah had 6 sons and 1 daughter. And the question being asked, how come Levi is separated, is working in the temple, and that doesn't have land of its own? It only has cities and people have to support the tribe of Levi through their tithing. So why is it but Levi is the third son, so why isn't the second son separated? And the answer is that what it said is in Jacob's mind, Reuben wasn't his firstborn. So the first son that he consciously thought was his was Shimon, Simon. And then the second son was Levi. But why wasn't Reuben the first son? Because Reuben was conceived on the night of the marriage with Leah. But Jacob thought he was marrying Rachel. So it's teaching us very clearly, same thing that modern science teaches, everything is a function of your consciousness. What you think is what things are. So you have a number of children. Do you love them all equally? Well, everybody will answer yes, of course I do, but it's not true. We all know that. There are some children that you have greater affinity with than other children that you... I have absolutely no astrological relationship to my daughters. And I have 5 grandchildren, and I only have 1 relationship astrologically with one of them. Is that a problem? Well, it's part of my tikkun. Okay? Sure, I love my grandchildren. Sure, I love my daughters. But that doesn't mean I'm not close to them because of the affinity. Astrologically, I'm not together. But you'll see the mother of my children is a Scorpio, and my youngest daughter is a Scorpio, and they are very, very close. So
question.
Sure.
Now, I get along famously well with all of my children and grandchildren.
Good.
But somehow I'm of the opinion that's because I'm more understanding and tolerant because their grandmama can be the first class.
But if you really want to know the cause of why you're close with your children and grandchildren, you have to look to the astrological influences. And you'll see that your ex-wife is not astrologically compatible with her children. And so that's the cause. The cause is never physical. What you're describing is a physical reason. And there's some, there's an aspect of that. Because your consciousness, until you've been exposed to the Kabbalah in the last few weeks, you never considered that the cause could be spiritual. Cause could be an energy essence. But that's what you're beginning to look at. You're beginning to be taught. So you start to look. And as you look for the spiritual cause, you'll see that it runs much deeper than, I'm a nice guy and I treat them less harsh than their mother. Their mother treats them harsh because last lifetime they were her parents and she was the child and they treated her harshly. So she did it that way. I'm making that up because I don't really know the background of your children and all of the astrology. But if we took a look at it, that's what we would find.
Well, sometimes that's just how you agree.
It can be that too, but that again is a physical. Why was she born to a Greek family? Why was she born in the city that she grew up in or that she was born in? I was born in Los Angeles. The gematria of this Los Angeles, when you change it to Hebrew letters, the gematria is 240. 240 is the gematria of the Hebrew word safek, which doesn't mean anything to you, but now I'm going to tell you that safek means doubt. Every person in Los Angeles has a correction with doubt. I couldn't have left Los Angeles if I didn't start to change that about myself. What is doubt? Do you trust Hashem or you don't trust Hashem? Doubt is when you don't trust Hashem. The nation that God says in the Torah, I'm at war with Amalek throughout the generations. Why? Because Amalek has a gematria of 240. The essence of the nation of Amalek is doubt. It's constantly saying that the world is a function of physical cause, not spiritual cause. These are the things, the codes within the Torah that the Kabbalah teaches us. Any other questions?
Eventually, a good astrological combination. What are the affinities?
I can give you that right now. There's four types of signs. There's fire, water, air, and earth. If you take fire and air, it's a good match. You take fire and earth, and it makes beautiful ceramic. Until the ceramic's very fragile. It breaks easily. It's not such a good match. Fire and water. What happens with fire and water? I can tell you, my ex-wife was water and I'm fire.
Water puts out the fire.
So water puts out the fire, or fire makes the water steam. So it's very passionate, fire and water, until the water runs away, until the steam goes away, or the water puts the fire out. That's just one way. If you want to start looking at water and earth, makes beautiful mud. But it also grows things. It's a very positive relationship. Water and fire, we talked about. Water and air makes great seltzer. But is that the way you can live? There's no unity between the seltzer and the water. So that's how you start to understand it. But it's very simple to follow it once you know which signs are which component. Any other questions? Pasuk 56. Havdalah b'motzai Shabbat b'eini nun d'shalitin b'yomei chol Shabbat v'tad nafek Shabbat salka migehinom chad sitra me'ena b'isha d'va'a B'shalta'a b'shata d'amrin Yisrael U'ma'ase yadeinu konena aleinu B'nafek mehahu targa D'ikre shemala U'va'el itarba B'zara b'Yisrael Ushalta Alehu di Israel. I also need to remind everybody what I just said about was just the sun sign. You have 12 signs in your chart, and so you have to look at how all aspects interrelate in the chart and how they relate to the other person, all 12. So it's not as easy as just saying what I was saying. I mean, my ex-wife and I could have had a wonderful relationship, but it wasn't meant to be because our tikkun was over. We achieved it. We moved on. But that's not how people look about divorce. You know, in the old last generation, divorce was unacceptable. In this generation, you know, it happens. That's the way people look at it. But again, you're looking at a physical cause. You know, I can tell you if your divorce is peaceful, no divorce is peaceful, but if generally speaking it's peaceful, you agree to part, you move apart, you settle up your finances, and you move on. You don't have to marry that woman again. But if your divorce is vitriolic, then you get to marry that woman again to fix your tikkun with them. So just keep that in mind.
That's a real game changer.
Yeah, it is. That's right. There's a chair over here.
How do you want to
wait? Okay. what I said is, if your divorce is peaceful, then whatever peaceful means, because it's always relative to the people involved, but it means that your tikkun is over with that particular person, and you won't have to marry them next lifetime.
Wow.
But the person when the divorce is vitriolic, then you will have to marry that person again because your tikkun isn't over with them.
Oh, my
goodness. No, there are ways to make sure you cleanse it, but it takes some personal time with me, so we can talk about it, and it won't be what Mama said. The Havdalah prayer of separation that is performed at the end of Shabbat is for the purpose of separating those powers that are dominant during the days of the week from the holiness that is dominant during Shabbat. With the ending of Shabbat, one aspect of Kehinom appears. It is the evil eye that desires to govern the world. Just as the children of Israel recite, "Os prosper it, the work of our hands," it emerges from that grade of the other side, which is called the left, and wishes to mingle with the seed of Israel by taking control over the Holy Covenant and having power to punish Israel. Questions? Go ahead.
Does that reference relate to, like, in historical context, the diaspora that happened?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's talking specifically about the ritual of Havdalah.
Which is the separation.
No. Well, it says, when Friday night comes in, there's an automatic relationship change of the spiritual world. Shabbat elevates the physical world to be in the same location as the spiritual world.
Okay.
But then there's nothing left where the physical world existed. Now, Gehinom is below that physical world. So in order to create a unity, Hashem stops Gehinom. It no longer functions. The fires go out Friday night for 25 hours. And then when you say the Havdalah service, when you say this particular verse from Psalms, the evil eye activates the fires of hell. The evil eye activates the world. And if you don't do Havdalah, you're not... the world gets a little more chaotic for you. If you do Havdalah, you're keeping the separation, creating the separation, which is the way the world is supposed to work. The second day means I'm not the first day. That's the way it's supposed to be. Two is, male and female is two. It's a good thing when you come back together into one. We all enjoy that. Unless we've been corrupted by the various Western world values. But when Shabbat goes out, we say Havdalah, so that, yes, the fires of Gehinom get lit, but they don't affect us.
Now that would be close of the Shabbat.
Close of the Shabbat.
So that Saturday evening sundown, then you do the Havdalah.
Correct.
I
assume you do it.
Yeah.
It's something we probably should come together like we did those few weeks.
Okay,
just like come together on Shabbat for dinner, then come together today.
Well, the issue is timing, because it's like 9 o'clock now, right? Havdalah closes around 9, and it would it's little late for some people. So,
yeah.
You know, but we can talk about it.
We can talk about it, but I've done tough government so much at home that I honestly didn't think of that. It's
no.
An automatic thing because I've been alone for so many years.
I understand. But, you know, if you look around you, there's a lot of people who are not doing Havdalah.
And I happen to have candle and five fruits on that. Finish that always at the ready.
And I can tell you very, very clearly if I reminded you that I had colon cancer. So anything having to do with the digestive system has something to do with separation. Because that's what you do when you eat. You digest. You separate the sparks of goodness from the waste. So when I had colon cancer, when I went into my meditations to say, why did I have colon cancer? Now, I can tell you it's because it's a gene in the family. My mother died of colon cancer. But there's a spiritual cause, not the physical cause. Genes are physical. And the spiritual cause has to do with I wasn't doing Havdalah. And as soon as I started to, the cancer went away. And I knew it had gone away, as we talked about the other day.
Wow, maybe that's the thing that was helping to get out of the drug and to reverse the bad kidney. I mean, they say nobody can recover from stage 3 kidney disease. It's progressively worse. Why is that? It's the very end of stage 1.
Proficient. So did I answer your questions about it?
Yeah.
Pasuk 57. We Israel of day, Ovada Bachadas, Uvyayin Vyamre, Havdala Veit Perash, Minaihu Umaich, Ahu Sidra. We all do kaya bashol atar dekorach v'siateya taman diktiv v'yerdu heim v'kol asher lachem chayim she'ol aveinun la nachatu. Taman Adiyade Israel Havdalah Min Chon Diktiv Hibadlu Mitoch Aida Wigomer. I need to add to what we just talked about in the previous verse. It was true for me about Havdalah. Doesn't mean that everybody who has colon cancer has the same issue. Every disease comes as a wake-up call for the person, but that wake-up call will be proper for that soul, not necessarily what was proper for me, it will be something else for other people. So don't make the mistake of saying, oh, all colon cancer relates to Havdalah. That's not true. But it does relate to some aspect of separation in your life, some way, and it has to be looked at by that person and be honest with themselves as to what it is they're not separating or that they are separating improperly. While the children of Israel perform an action, a precept, a mitzvah, using the myrtle, which is the Hebrew word hadas, and the wine and recite the Havdalah prayer of separation, the other side departs from them. That side is lowered and enters into its place in Sheol, the lowest level of hell, in the place where Korach and his company are. As it is written, they and all that have pertained to them went down alive into Sheol. So Korach and his company did not go down to Gehinnom, until Israel separated from them, as it is written, separate yourselves from among the congregation. Here as well, the other side does not go to Gehinnom at the ending of Shabbat, before Israel performs the Havdalah. thoughts, questions. I do Havdalah at 9 o'clock, and in Israel they're doing it at...
way before.
Well, they're doing it 8 hours or 9 hours before. They're doing it at noon, that's my time. So when does Gehinnom start?
Doesn't have a
sign, so it's just very good. No, there's a Gehinnom for every person.
Okay.
So the people in Israel who do it at 9 o'clock, they turn on their hell. The fires start up. But by doing Havdalah, it's in a gentle, less judgmental way that the fires start up. And if you delay the Havdalah to Sunday morning, which you can do it till Tuesday, actually, but if you delay it, then the fires don't turn on, and there are souls that don't have that experience of being cleansed in hell until the fires do turn on. And who are those souls? They're going to be somebody that's related to your actions, your parents. They're only going to be in hell for 11 months, 12 months. So you don't have to, if it's been 2-3 years, you don't have to worry about it. But I'm just as a point, if somebody loses somebody, then you delay doing Havdalah till Sunday morning, and you make it easier for your parents for those 12 months.
If Havdalah hasn't been done, and we arrive at Monday,
you can do Havdalah up until Tuesday at sundown.
Or the little Havdalah candle step up now.
Well, that would mean you would have to delay, and you would need to keep Shabbat Sunday, Monday. There's no driving, no lights, the whole thing. Yeah. But we could do it that way. One last verse is verse 58. Ulam Havdalah Basheni Dihu Simala Basheruta Batupa Baruta Pitar Semala Bimachloket Adla Shakech Binyacha Beit Bere Beya Gehinom Kedem Beit Beriyu Kolinun Malachim Dekat Rega Demarechom Leela Viakel Lon Nura Viitokdu Wakein Kol Shearinun Gemit Patle Vilet Slon Kiyuma v'itakalu benura kegavna da korach letata wikola begavna da. So the Havdalah, the separation, is always done on the second day, which is the left column. This refers to what has already been explained, that even the Havdalah at the evening of Shabbat is intended to separate the other side that extends from the left. It was at the beginning of the dispute, which was aroused by the aggressiveness and anger of the left before it was calmed down and quieted, that Gehinnom was created. Then were created all these angels that denounced before the Holy One, blessed be He, their master above, the secret of the central column. They disagree with his reconciliation and deviate to the left. Therefore, fire burns them up and they are consumed. And the other angels, all those who are annulled and have no support, are burned in the fire. All these have come from the power of the fire of the dispute in the beginning, on the second day. Similarly, Korach fell down into Gehinnom and burned, just like those angels who burned in the fire of the river of fire. And everything follows the same manner, extending from the beginning of this dispute with the fire of anger. questions.
Was he destroyed in the fire, or was that nature that was not acceptably destroyed?
Angels are eternal.
Okay.
But it is considered that when an angel goes through the river of fire, they are totally cleansed, and it's considered that they died and were resurrected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, there's a thought going on there.
I'm sorry.
No problem. That's fine.
I've heard that. Angels that die.
Well, most rabbis will not speak of angels because they consider it coming out of the church, but the church got it from Judaism.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's all there, and just people don't. So, and the risk and the problem is people learn about angels. What happens is they start to pray to angels.
Right.
That's idol worship. So you have to be careful. But it's understanding the process. Separation is day two. It's Monday. Everything in your life, things need to be separated. You look at the world, it's gray. What do I mean by gray? There's white and dark. Mix them together, it's gray. Okay. But are we supposed to separate light from dark? Or are we supposed to utilize gray? Now, if you ask most people and most rabbis and most teachings, they will say that the job of mankind is to separate between light and dark, between good and evil. But the Kabbalists teach there's no such thing as evil. There's just a vessel that isn't large enough to handle that light. And that's considered evil by man. God doesn't consider it evil. He created evil just as he created man, just as he created good. Actually, Isaiah quotes Hashem said to Isaiah, I created darkness and formed light. It's a very distinct difference. Darkness is the desire to receive because there's no desire in the Creator. He had to create desire in order for it to create us. We are desires to receive. That's what our creation was. But after that, he formed us. You know, you have a different desire than I have. That's a formation. As an artist, do you create or do you form?
Form.
It's only one thing that's ever been created in the world, and that's desire to receive. And that was done by the Creator. And everything else is formed. So what is good and evil?
Things that when you take, you form also to receive.
Well, most sculptures, as an example, my sister was a sculptress, and she said, and many other artists say, I didn't create this.
Right.
I sensed what was in the material and carved out the other stuff and separated. That's what formation is.
But that's what I do in music.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes from me, it comes through me. I always do that.
Yes. So, but let's understand what does it mean to be, what is formation and what is creation? And how is that important? And what is evil? What is good? You know, the most mind-blowing thing I ever studied in Kabbalah is, it's on the website if you ever want to read it. It's the teaching of you are who you hate.
That's very true.
You are who you hate. It's a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, and what his teaching is the souls of Bilam and the other 70 nations are less corrected than the souls of Moshe and the children of Israel, but they're both the same soul. Just one has more correction achieved than the other. And ultimately, every person will reach that level of becoming a child of Israel. And that's the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, which doesn't make any sense to me that the students of the Baal Shem Tov still teach that there needs to be separation between Israel and the other nations. Doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense, because ultimately, in changing ourselves,
We change them.
And the only way to change people who are behaving outrageously is to react to unconditional love when the correction is made.
You don't change those people.
Yes.
You cannot change anybody else.
You can influence.
You can't influence them. When you change yourself, they reflect back to you. When you change yourself, you change the world.
Well, that makes very good sense.
It's not that you can change them.
No, but in changing yourself, you do change the world.
You change yourself, the world changes to reflect back to you who you are. Bacha, do you have any questions? Because we're done for the evening.
No, but sometime along the way, I'd like to talk about Korach and last week's Torah portion, but not in the class.
Okay. You know, you just give me a call, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Did you read the commentary that Bailey Zohar did on Korach?
I read the one by Billy Phillips, I believe. And he questions that Korach really didn't fall into the pit, into the earth, that he wasn't swallowed up. And when I really read it well, I did see in the Torah where it does, he might have some truth to what he said.
There is truth to what he says, but if you look at the word Korach, the Kuf and Resh, it spells the word kar, meaning cold.
Cold. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a cold form of unity, because the Vav and the Chet represents the unity of, Chet represents Vav and Zion, which is Zerumpin and Malchut in unity. So, maybe that, we'll talk about it another time, though.
Okay, sure. Okay, very interesting today.
Yes.
It's a repeat of, things that I've heard before, but it helps. Makes
Understood.
A lot of connections. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll speak with the next class at 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.